good afternoon, everybody. My name is Karen Modis, and I'm a public health nurse working with the healthcare program for children in foster care for Los Angeles County. I'm here today with my nurse manager, Julie Wood, Monette McCullough, and Connie Hahn. We worked on this acuity tool for our children in foster care. So I have nothing to disclose. I had to put it up. These are our foster care nurses who work with the most vulnerable population in Los Angeles County. Today, our objectives would be to introduce the acuity tool to the public health nurses here in this room and to explain its development and implementation and to highlight how the acuity tool is used to manage workload. Our program background. For the healthcare program for children in foster care, public health nurses, we provide healthcare coordination in meeting the medical, dental, mental, and developmental healthcare needs of children in foster care system and in probation. So for our staff, we have one public health nurse manager, we have 8 public health nursing supervisors, 73 public health nurses, we have 8 intermediate typist clerks, and we service about 20,000 children in foster care in Los Angeles County. So basically it's a nurse to patient ratio of 1 to 275. So we deal with a lot of children along with their medical needs. So our acuity tool purpose is that we need to assist PHNs to better manage their workload and to distribute the assignment equally. We need to assess that the nursing interventions required for foster children, probation, and youth are being met. And we need to see if we can better allocate our resources because we have such a large population. And to address the Healthy People 2020, leading health indicators for children in foster care. So when we started our research, in order for this presentation, we needed to define our what workload and patient acuity was. So with workload is the amount of work to be done by a particular person or machine in a period of time. And for patient acuity, it's the measurement of the intensity of care required for a patient accomplished by a registered nurse. This is how some of our desks look like back in Los Angeles County trying to help all the children that we serve. And then as this, sometimes the nurses feel overwhelmed and they're unable to prioritize their workload. Therefore, we started some research to identify available acuity tools to assist them. And as nurses, you know, we do it all. We do the social work, we're therapists, we're pharmacists, we're jack of all trades. So when we were doing our research, we went and reviewed some nursing practice journals, and we found that the extensive studies were done in assessing workload only in the hospital setting and not in the community setting. So once we reviewed all this information, we formed a committee in 2009, and it consisted of PHNs and the supervisor volunteers of all of our offices. We started meeting and brainstorming, and so based on the literature research, we found that there was a lack of acuity tools for PHNs. So we came up with our own. This is our assessment, and came up with our own nursing diagnosis. To accurately measure the PHN workload and improve healthcare coordination for the children in foster care and probation, we thought that acuity tool was necessary. So during their planning phase, we realized that we do complex work, that we need healthcare coordination that entitles many nursing interventions, and we could only include our main nursing interventions in this tool, which is collaboration, medical records, referrals, communication. So as a PHN within the committee, we identify these core nursing interventions for the foster care and probation nurses, Each PHN had a representative for input in the formation of this tool. And these were the nurses that actually did the work, the day-to-day nursing functions. So unfortunately, you know, this tool doesn't calculate the how many hugs we give and how compassionate our nurses are. So I'm going to go in down and break it down with each of the PHN nursing interventions that we have. We have our communication. We communicate with the foster parents and community providers, make face-to-face contact, phone calls, letters, and emails. We review medical records to maintain the most accurate health history for our foster children. We review psychotropic medications that are ordered through court-approved documents called the JV-220, and we follow up as needed. We provide home visits with a social worker as necessary to determine how we could assist with her overall well-being. We provide referrals and to ensure that the caregiver and the child are getting the necessary follow-up. And we do assist with assessing for a specialized care rate for the caregiver due to the complex medical care needs of the children. And we provide teaching and outreach, which is a very important role as a PHN. And we collaborate. We collaborate with other teams and multidisciplinary meetings, such as team decision-making meetings, youth self-sufficiency, case conferences, critical incidents. This is a forum where the PHN would advocate for the healthcare needs of the children. And these meetings are planned and structured. So these are all the nursing interventions we use to calculate within the acuity tool. This is our acuity reference range. This is how we came up with the points. We used previous data from a pilot study that was done in one of our offices, and we collaborated with our epidemiologists to measure the time PHNs spend on each nursing intervention. So points were assigned based on the time required for each intervention. And so due to the needs of our foster care population, we decided to give it complexity points. And these complexity points are how complicated the nursing interventions can be. And these are acuity levels. One complexity point is 15 to 30 minutes. We calculated to acuity level 1 to 4 from fairly to extremely complex. And then for our implementation, finally we had this nice package draft, and we put it in an Excel format and developed and piloted within the offices. But unfortunately, our database couldn't just support that Excel format, and we had to put it in the back burner for just a little bit until we had a nurse manager who saw the importance of the tool and fought to revive the tool. So in 2011, a smaller committee took over and used the previous draft as a framework. And we brought this to the California Statewide Foster Care Subcommittee. And this is attended by all foster care nursing programs in California. We needed their feedback and assistance from other colleagues in the other counties. So this is what we would see as a PHN. The children that we worked with from level 1 to 4. And then as a supervisor, she would see her whole entire unit, and then it would break it down to each PHN and the type of work that they've been doing. And as a nurse manager, she would see the whole entire program. And then as we evaluated, we believed it was very challenging to move from one acuity level to the next, and we made several revisions. We increased the scale, and the issue was resolved, and now it's working more accurately. The goals and the purpose of the tool are being met, and what the interventions, we were able to manage the caseloads and run monthly reports. This is needed to advocate for more resources. The validation of the tool was mainly been through observation as nurses and management assess what is working and what is not working. So best practice, we're hoping to collaborate with PHNs within the public health department to improve, modify, and implement the QD tool at the district and program levels. We've been working with Los Angeles County and the other departments because we have to all have to create an acuity tool within each department and each program. And then we understand that the PHN's responsibilities are very complex. We hope to capture the main nursing interventions, and we hope that this is a start in the right direction. We needed to provide data to manage our PHN workload and to hope and promote innovation and leadership. But most importantly, these nurses worked very hard and many times were frustrated to the many challenges, but they kept moving forward. So as we need to embrace technology and to have data to help drive our practice, our stories and our case studies are wonderful and heartfelt. But along with the data, it will keep us moving forward and hopefully lead our own profession. So these are the references that we used.
And then you went very quickly.
Yes. When I timed it before, I was going over the time.
Okay.
Do you have any questions?
Does anybody have questions?
It's integrated into our data collection, our database. So what happened is that we were working with a programmer, and we had to update our data collection anyways. So then we implemented this tool, and the data collection website was called Fusion, Foster Care United Nursing Interventions, and it was something that we collaborated with our programmer.
Mm-hmm. When it looked like you were using the time that you spent with patients to make your graphs, is that what you did? You were using the time to make the graphs? Because it looked like you could use that for staff reallocation.
Right, and we used time and how much work that, you know, how many of the communications we did for each child, how many home visits we did for each child as well,
okay,
along with the time.
Okay, but did you look at the quality of the interactions with the people? Like, did people feel like they were satisfied, or were they very needy, or, you know, like how did you determine the quality?
We haven't at this time because we just implemented it. It hasn't been a year just yet. So we are, that's the next step to evaluate and to adjust all the changes.